This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't see the ball. That's why we struck out like 30 times. So we should probably just stop playing at 4 o'clock so we can put a good product on the field for all the fans watching at home and paying money to come to the stadium.
Yeah, hey,
is that a good idea?
It might be. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. Try Day today. Best sports venue we hear that we should check out and try one day. Wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. All right, so that was Boehm on the field after the game, Hugh. Joking, I think. Half joking that they should stop playing games at 4 p.m. so it's a better product for the fans. What did you make of that? Because when I hear it, my first thought is a little excusey making to me. Like, everyone's got to play at 4 o'clock. We don't have to strike out 19 times. But it wasn't a ridiculous thought yet. Like, it is difficult to hit. The product is certainly different. When there's shadows, it's harder to hit. It's for everyone.
It's adversity. It's a little bit more adversity than you expect, especially when I think there was a lot of things at play here. The fact that you want to get off to a good start. Haven't won the first game of the season in a couple of years, so you want to try to get off of that schneid. It's the little things, man, and I think it was somewhat the pressure of opening day. You know, you want to get off to a good start, man. We talked about this team and the fact that they didn't say a whole lot, and guys were not as boisterous as they were a year before and things like that. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's in your head where you want to try to get going as quickly as possible. So, yeah. I think it was a little bit tongue in cheek, but yeah, he's like, damn, it just made his day harder. But you were able to overcome adversity. So
yeah,
it's all good.
I might be making too much of an excuse for them. I thought it was a big deal yesterday. I thought the shadows did impact them yesterday and the Nationals. Like, and again, if the Phillies struck out 19 times and the Nationals struck out 6 or 5 or 4, I would say, okay, hold on a second. This is about you guys. I think it was a thing for those first 5 innings. And then after that, while they still struck out, it was certainly not to the same degree they were striking out before.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the Phillies have the most strikeouts of any team on opening day yesterday?
Yeah, they had to, yeah.
Okay, and like, we weren't the only team that played outdoors during the day.
No.
Were we?
No.
All right, well, I get that it's easy for everybody to say, oh, the shadows, but you're going to tell me that we were the only team that was affected negatively by shadows?
No, they were not. I mean,
well, then what are we doing here?
Well, okay, but I thought both teams in yesterday's game were. I mean, I just
yesterday was a well, it definitely.
But the Nationals suck.
They do. But
we're supposed to be a top five offense.
Mackenzie Gore doesn't suck though. Now tomorrow it's a caller brought this up already. It's a good point. They're going to play a 4:05 again tomorrow, Hugh. So the shadows are going to be there
dun,
again.
Dun, dun.
But tomorrow they face a pitcher named Jake Irvin. Jake Irvin's a nobody. I mean, he's
so if you're saying if it's the same thing, then you're going to look at it differently.
If I'll put it this way. Mackenzie Gore's a good pitcher. He might be an all-star this year. He's a guy that has good velocity. He gets strikeouts. If they strike out tomorrow, even with the shadows, like 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 times against Jake Irvin, then I'm going to be freaking out, because that means it's on them more than the Shadows here. Let's hear from Rob Thompson yesterday talking about the Shadows playing a part in why his team struck out 19 times.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think the Shadows were playing a part in today's game. It's tough for the guys to see. It's not an excuse, but we saw a lot of swings and misses. I didn't think we got out of the zone all that much, but there was a lot of swings and misses.
I agree with him. I didn't think, for the most part, now Castellanos a couple times, Marsh a couple times. I didn't think they were swinging at garbage. They just were swinging and missing yesterday a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a little bit of that. I had a chance to, I was watching some of the replays on YouTube, and some of those pitches, they were so close to hitting them. Real, real close to hitting them.
And they weren't, I didn't think a lot of them were bad pitches. They just swung and missed.
Missed.
I thought Turner's first strikeout, a little bit inside, but it wasn't like the ball was, you know, hitting the ground like we saw, you know, in years past. All right, let's hear. Now, this was interesting. Zach Wheeler after the game, because we always think about the hitter's perspective of the Shadows. Well, how about Wheeler, you know, knowing he has an advantage on his side? Here's Wheeler on how the Shadows help him when he's out there.
There's a lot of talk about shadows from a hitter's perspective. When you're on the mound, you know kind of when you have that advantage.
Yeah, you know, you try to make quick innings and so you can try to get back out there as soon as possible and take advantage of those. Same thing in the playoffs last year. I was trying to get back out there as soon as I could and just take advantage of those shadows. You hear our guys talking and stuff, so, a lot of fastballs and, like I said, just trying to take advantage.
I thought it was noticeable. It felt like Gore yesterday, Hugh. Every time he got the ball back, he's ready to throw it again. It was almost like they knew, I don't know, we have an hour and a half of shadows. Let's get as many innings in.
And not only that, when I think of being in the box like that, you only have so much time to identify the pitch and decide whether or not you're going to swing.
Right.
And with the glare being there and the ball being the color that it is, I would imagine that's kind of hard to do. You know, I don't look at it as an excuse. I mean, I don't know how many other people that say it's an excuse hit damn near 100 miles. He was throwing like 90-something miles an hour.
Yeah, but he thought Gore throws hard, and as does Wheeler. You know what I think is frustrating some people, though? I could feel it. The last time we watched them, the playoff series, they played a lot of 4 o'clock games. It's like I'm tired of the shadow thing.
No, I get it. And I knew yesterday's game, if it would have played out the way that it felt like it might have played out, this conversation would be totally different today.
Well, they won, right?
Yeah.
That certainly gives you a different feeling as you wake up this morning.
And not only that, this is the first time they've done it in 2 years that they won the first game of the season.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's the first time they've done it. Wow. So it's one of those things. We're still real skeptical of this team because we see some of the same things that we saw a year ago.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it's that whole Sixers thing. It's that whole bridge to the next season. We're not willing to give them any quarter because we see some of the same old, same old.
Well, and like Kyle said earlier, this is the first game we've had a chance to watch and react to since the Super Bowl.
So it's going to be tough, man.
Yeah, we're going to be hypersensitive to everything. Did you like what you saw yesterday from the Phillies? Yes or no? Here's our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Yes, coming in at 61% early today. No at 39%. Let's go to Dan in Westchester. Hey, Dan.
Dan.
Hello.
Dan, what's up?
Hey. I've been listening to you guys. I originally thought I was happy with the win. You know, a win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm listening to you guys, and I'm thinking, I'm not anymore. I am definitely not.
Good job, Kyle.
Let me go over a couple of points.
Good job. It's a dub for me.
It's a dub.
Making people feel worse. The WIP
midterm. I'm just speaking from the heart.
I got
and
you.
I'm glad that Dan was able to realize that, you know, that I am correct.
You got it.
It's okay to feel how we feel.
It's always good to feel how you feel. But taking a win because Dan changed his mind is an incredible spin job.
Well, I took the pledge. So.
Dan, I know you did. I appreciate that.
I mean, I took it too.
No, you're just fake. Dan, what's up?
All right. Okay, Turner, being patient at the plate, he's ball watching, guys. You, a tactic of being patient at the plate has to pay off with a result of getting on base.
So, Dan, I agree with
you. Aren't you supposed to watch balls when you play baseball?
I agree.
You got to see where the ball goes.
I agree with you, Dan. But it's one game of sample. Like if he has no results in 2 weeks, then I'm going to start saying, all right, let's react to this. It's one game. I mean,
yeah, one game, also you're playing into this low bar thing.
No, I don't think it's a low bar. He's a leadoff hitter.
Good
now.
Good job, Kyle.
I think as a fan base, we asked Trey Turner to be more patient at the plate, not swing at the first pitch and go down 0-1. He didn't swing at a single first pitch yesterday. He saw 28 pitches. That, to me, that's growth, even if a hit wasn't attached to it.
Okay, point taken. Let me move on. The shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Wheeler, he had 8 strikeouts yesterday. Don't we usually expect him to get about 8 strikeouts?
Yes. Yes, we do.
He wasn't better because of the shadows.
Okay.
So you're saying it was an excuse? He's basically
so you're saying Mackenzie Gore was elevated because of the shadows, but maybe
Mackenzie
not Wheeler.
Gore
yeah.
looked like Nolan Ryan yesterday. And you know what Mackenzie Gore ERA was last year? 4.5.
Yeah.
He's an average pitcher on a terrible team.
Hmm. I think he's better than that, but he hasn't shown it yet in the big leagues. That's a point taken the other way, Dan. You have one more for us?
No pushback. No
yeah,
pushback.
Wheeler, if Wheeler wasn't – well, yeah, I got one more.
Okay.
Here's the last one. And this goes to Topper being a kind of a victim about the shadows, and Bohm as well. Bohm said, yeah, we couldn't see the ball. And I'm saying, where were the coaches? You know, if you play a football game in the sleet, those players practice with ice-cold, wet balls all day before that game. Why didn't they practice? They were totally unprepared for the shadows.
Well, how do you practice for the shadows?
And they change the balls all the time.
I think it's an interesting perspective.
They got like 50 balls.
But how do you practice for the shadows? You want them to go out? You want them to go out there?
Try to keep the balls dry, Kyle.
Yeah, we need dry balls.
Let me
dry balls.
Say this. Washington, they weren't a lot worse because of the shadows. They're a terrible team anyway.
I'm just trying to figure out how we would have practiced for the shadows. We just got to D.C. the other day.
You move the sun.
or you move the stadium.
Move the stadium was my favorite thing today. We got to build a new stadium. Dan, I get your points. Dan, what you got for us for a tri-day?
Yeah, I would say the Palio di Siena in Siena, Italy. It's an annual horse race that they have in a city town square, and it is amazing.
Now, are you able to get a seat like above the fray? Because it sounds a little scary to me.
Do the porta potty wrong?
I don't know if they do a lot of crazy things in Italy, believe me. But this is amazing. They select the city of Siena is a big city. They make a selection based on the governmental agencies in the surrounding area, and they pick the team. And these guys are on these horses are beautifully decked out with their flags and their feathers. And the city square is an amazing party. So that would be mine.
Yeah, I'm reading.
I'm looking at this right now. It's almost like a Kentucky Derby thing, but in the middle of a city.
Yeah, they got two of them, July 2nd and August 16th. Which one, like both of them, we could probably make
You want to go to one? Live show?
I was at the one in August years ago.
I like that. Dan, that's a good answer. Dan, we appreciate your phone call.
10 of the city's 17 districts, and they're chosen by lottery.
So
each contrada has its own government coat and arms and festivities.
It does seem from the photos that the crowd is right up against them. Like they're not like way off.
Piazza del Campo. It's in Piazza del Campo.
I like how worldly our audience is today. We're getting a lot of overseas things.
I didn't expect that.
I didn't either. I thought we're going to get
a lot of ones that I know about.
Your
already.
Standard ones.
Yeah.
Like your famous stadiums.
Mm-hmm. This sounds fun.
I would think you'd be a little nervous if we were up close. Because what if those horses just go rogue?
I mean, I'm not gonna be down there with the horses. What? Like, that's what you're going to do?
Well, the crowd's right there in the photos I'm looking at.
I'm not about to do that.
You're going to stand and be on top of a building?
Listen, have you ever seen, like, my algorithm sometimes?
Mm-hmm. No.
Have you ever seen a horse kick somebody?
Yes. That's no joke.
It's ugly.
It's night-night. So, no, I'm not. Mm-mm. I've seen horses, like, when the dogs... Like when they're trying to hurt him and the horse kicks the dog.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, you don't want to be kicked by a horse.
Kiss the baby.
Jamal in Philly's up. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Jamal, what's up?
Not much. I feel the way some of y'all feel about the Phillies game. I feel like the shade, that's their ace. And again, without the shade, that is their ace. I mean, 19 strikeouts is a lot, but we wouldn't complain if Willard did it. You know what I mean? So I like what y'all said about Turner with all of the pitches he took. I mean, obviously you're going to have bad games and good games. Hopefully this was, you know, an okay game with the pitches he took. He's showing the patience. I do like the fact that they was going bunt. I hope they, you know, continue and implement, you know, the strategy at the plate and use that all season. If so, I would be very happy because I feel like that's the only thing that's really holding them back is their approach at the plate. And a lot of, you know, the batters had, like, bad seasons last year. Stout, he should have a better season. Turner, hopefully he can repeat what he did for the first half of the season. And everybody else can just, you know, pretty much give us what they gave us. And the additions, what, you know, or what we could get from Kepler, and I forget the other guy's name. Hopefully that would, you know, increase our hits, runs, you know, consistently throughout the season.
Yeah, Kepler, he struck out his first two at-bats, but then Jamal, he was pretty good those final three at-bats. He got a double, he walked. I liked what I saw there. Yeah, he could be an interesting player for sure. And they just had a better approach yesterday. I know they struck out, but they saw a lot of pitches. They weren't swinging at the first pitch a lot. I was encouraged by a lot of that. Jamal, give us a place we should go, sports venue we should check out one day.
I can't give you a particular venue, but I would say the Olympics. You're going to see so many sports, you know, so many people.
Wait,
so
but
many
the Olympics in L.A. this year. In a couple years, right?
2026. Yeah, we get it here in America.
I mean, that's not a venue. Are you giving us the Coliseum or, like, anywhere
that's
the Olympics
what I mean.
Is?
You don't know where it's going to be at. So we know it's going to be in the U.S., I would say.
That does hurt you.
You get what I'm trying to say? But, I mean, just the, not only the venue, but the venue with, you know, the event.
The event.
I mean, you're giving us, like, 100 different venues.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And Jamal, good phone call. They're going to be based in L.A., I believe. But they're going to have spots all around the country where they're going to do, like, you know, the lead up to the bigger events.
What do they call it when you're, I forgot what it's called, when you're mad at something else, but you put it on somebody else?
You're saying he took his anger out on Jamal?
No.
I wasn't angry.
Yeah, I was taking his anger out on Jamal.
I just think he didn't love Jamal's answer.
No, well, like, all right.
Kyle's a little bit more feisty on this Friday than any other Friday.
No, because the shadow thing is supreme copium. No, it is. I'm sorry. Because I understand everyone wants to say it's fine because it was just one game and they won.
And I'm
happy they won the first game, too. I get the shadows are real. They're out there and they do affect the hitters. But if you're saying the shadow excuse is legitimate, and we have a playoff game in October, again, at Citi Field, at 4:05.
It's a problem.
Are we going to say, you know what? This is an L. There's going to be shadows. Like, it's not acceptable.
That's where all these conversations go. Eventually end up, is what's going to happen in the playoffs?
Look, does that not matter?
I look at it like, you're right. Let me say that first. You're right. But this isn't, like, I look at it like this. Just like, a couple weeks ago when I was at Delaware State and I saw a bunch of passes being dropped and at spring ball and quarterbacks throwing ducks and the defensive line getting, you know, ran all over the place. This is not the finished product. You look at it like this, Kyle. You set out to do what you wanted to do and that's win the game. Now, granted, it wasn't everything that you wanted. The 19 strikers, I give you that. The fact that they're making excuses about the shadows, I give you that. But ultimately, you're 1-0, and you're leading the division right now. So that's a win.
I can't do the it's not a finished product thing either. They've done this for 2 years. This is what the team is.
I think we missed something. We just got the earliest look at the standings I've ever heard in the baseball season.
First of all,
it's one game.
I'm trying to sit here and just trying to. To ease y'all into this, y'all halfway through the season.
Hold on. I was encouraged yesterday. Don't paint me as negative Nancy today. I was encouraged.
I'm disappointed in you because you took the pledge. You wrote the pledge, first of all.
I did write the pledge. But hold on. But the pledge means lots of things.
It just means I'm strong, though, for the first game.
Now, can I point out, as we talk through the shadow nonsense, all right? They had 13 strikeouts, no walks with Gore. That was mostly the shadows, right? Mm-hmm. Then Gore came out of the game. Shadows at that point were moving out because it was like 5:30 or 6 o'clock. They had 6 strikeouts, 6 walks the rest of the game. If the same nonsense had continued post-shadows, I'd feel differently.
Okay, hold on. the Nationals relievers, including Kyle Finnegan.
I know,
Kyle Finnegan and all those guys, they suck.
Well, one of those guys
was
working at Home Depot
did last
this offseason.
Yeah.
I know. I know. They faced some bad pitchers late in the game. But
They
scored seven runs off the bad pitchers.
You guys understand we're going to face a pitcher better than Mackenzie Gore in the postseason, right?
We're going to face one next week when the Dodgers come here.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to tell me that, like, I'm going to paint the scenario for you again. We got 405 against the team, say, in L.A. or whatever, and there's going to be shadows. Are we just chalking that up as a loss? Because we can't see in the shadows.
No, they did win.
And they have good pitching. I understand. But if we strike out 19 times against a team that's not the Nationals, we're not going to win.
I feel sorry for whoever you're hanging out with later on today.
You know what I think? You know what I think did this?
You're really prying at that, aren't you?
When I came in this morning,
you are on fire. Right now.
I relayed the Bob Gibson stat to Kyle, and I saw his.
No, he got hot. He was hot.
His soul melted when he realized that we put Mackenzie Gore into Bob Gibson's category.
And because I'm also getting flashbacks to last season when Cal freaking Quantrill carved us up.
Well, that's on you.
On the Rockies, he was like, "Oh yeah, great day.
Did he not have a great day?
The Phillies had
fault.
A bad day.
That's true.
Okay, fine.
It took you a year to admit this?
No, I'm just saying, he had a good day. Kyle Quantrill had a good day.
Let me ask you this. If the Eagles last season with the number one defense got carved up by Tommy DeVito, are you saying Tommy DeVito had a good day or the defense had a bad day?
I can't even think of his name now. What's Carolina's quarterback name?
Bryce Young.
I said Bryce Huff.
Than Tommy DeVito.
Bryce Huff had a good day. Against the Eagles.
But he might be good
almost
now.
Won.
He might be good
yeah,
now.
But, yeah, but we learned that he's actually good.
He got over the fact that Max took his girlfriend.
Here we go. 215 592.
That's all that was. He got over the heartache of his girlfriend.
You got an excuse for everything.
It is amazing.
Was his girlfriend not sitting at a preseason game?
I got to tell you, I don't care.
And when she saw she was on camera, she tried to hide. Did you see what she tried to hide? She was trying to hide.
There's never been an excuse maker like Hugh Douglas, ever. Sean is up next on WIP. What's up, Sean?
What up, gentlemen?
What's going on?
I have the winning answer. I think I have the winning answer.
All right. What do you think on the Phils before we get to that? What do you got?
Yeah. I think Marsh stinks, and that's why I think my winning answer would be awesome, because then we could go see Justin Crawford play. Go to Coca-Cola Park.
Oh.
They have a bacon tour, Hugh. I know you would love that. They have bacon-themed stuff there. I'm over the whole Brandon Marsh experiment. Love the show, guys. Want to hear you talk.
Sean, appreciate you, buddy.
Where's the Coca-Cola tour?
Allentown. It's Coca-Cola Park in Allentown. It's where the Phillies AAA team is.
Bacon.
They have a whole bacon experience.
Okay.
My buddy used to be the mascot there. He worked for the team. When you work in minor league baseball, you do everything.
You do everything.
Right, you got to work in the office.
He's also concession stand.
I forget the name of his name. Something.
With the Iron Pigs, right?
Iron Pigs. I remember the mascot's name. It was Chris P.
Bacon. Oh, that's
crispy
awesome.
Bacon. Yeah. As far as Marsh goes, I got to tell you, Hugh, how many times can they tell me they're going to play him against lefties and it's going to work, and they keep doing
that
it?
That was a big deal. He's getting better.
It's the same thing. They traded for this guy in 2022, and they said, we think he could become an everyday player and hit lefties. And then they
still ain't worked out.
Well, they gave up on it in 22. Then they started in 23, said, yeah, this is the year. And then they gave up on 23. And then they did the same thing last year. And now we're starting off this year again. We think he can hit lefties. He can't. It's okay. Brandon Marsh is fine. He's an average player. He could play against righties, bottom of the roster, bottom of the lineup kind of guy. I don't have to lose sleep over Brandon Marsh. But please stop telling me he can hit lefties. Please. Why are we lying to ourselves?
It's a struggle bus. A little bit of a struggle.
It's the Phillies lying to themselves about the Marsh thing. His at-bats were rough yesterday. Mike in Voorhees is up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, Mike. What's up, pal?
Hey, good. I went old school with the game yesterday, listening onto the radio, but enjoyed it.
That's the best way to do it, Mike. I'm at home and I'll have the TV on, but I'll have Scott in L.A. or Scott and Stocker in my ear.
Yeah. So the two different games, totally different games, but, but as far as the shadows, it's game one. Who gives a crap? Let's see what happens the next day.
Well, hold on. You didn't even see the shadows because you were listening on the radio.
But so. Scott described the shadows. Scott described them.
You should have knew that was coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you 50-year season ticket holder for the Eagles. So,
congratulations.
How about that? He saw all those sacks that we took
away. I won them from WIP back in 1974 from Tom Brookshire.
Wow, you won Eagles season tickets from WIP? That's awesome.
That's correct. From Tom Brookshire, 1974. And guess who was the best NFL player as far as with the fans? Walter Payton.
Sweetness.
He would stay there until every Philly kid that wanted his autograph, and he would be the last dude on the bus
game.
That's really cool. That's awesome to hear. Mike, what do you got for us? A venue we should check out.
All right, I got the ultimate answer for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Roman Colosseum.
Wow, that's old school there.
Geez.
Yeah, you better get that passport. Have you been there, Mike?
No, but I've seen pictures.
All right, I like that. Mike, appreciate the phone call. Roman Colosseum will get you in the mix there. Never went, but he saw pictures. He's good. I like that one.
I'll accept that. Yeah.
Me too. I mean, that'd be a cool one.
It's like the most all-time iconic venue ever.
Do they still use it for things, or is it just like a museum type of place?
I would have to imagine it's just like a spectacle.
That
seems like a bit of a hazard.
Yeah.
It's like
sitting on the bleachers, the whole thing just crumbles.
Yeah. It's pretty old.
Yeah, that might be not good for people. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your Phillies phone calls here. Did you like what you saw yesterday? A lot of reasons to be obviously optimistic. One, Bohm gets the big hit. Wheeler was great. Bullpen, other than Romano, pitched very well. I thought Trey had good at-bats despite being 0-for-4. But they had 19 strikeouts. Are you allowing the shadow excuse? Kyle's getting fired up about the shadow excuses. Plus, we do have some NFL news that could impact the Eagles in a huge way. We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Brackets busted. New customers at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last-second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel's amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. Boy, that Duke team is really, really good. Their star player is one of the best college players I've ever seen. I think I'm on them now to win it all. So visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get in on the college hoops action all tourney long. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. After a Philly 7-3 win on opening day over the Nationals, did you like what you saw yesterday? A lot of good. I mean, look, they won the game. Alec Bohm has the game-winning hit. The bullpen mostly did the job. Of course, Hugh, there were those 19 strikeouts.
19 strikeouts stuck out to everybody.
Yeah, but those shadows. You know, you have the shadows. Look, 19's too much. We did have a caller in our first hour who tried to excuse 19 strikeouts as if they're not a big deal. 19's a big deal. I mean, it's a lot of strikeouts. It's too many. Bryce Harper said that can't happen again. It can't. But I was more encouraged than discouraged. I liked what I saw yesterday. I thought Trey had patient at-bats. I thought, obviously, you know, the Harper and Schwarber home runs were super encouraging because those guys need to do that and do a lot of damage in this offense. And I thought, you know, from Wheeler to Alvarado to Kirkring, their top end arms really dominated
that
game. They did. The only guy was Romano. We'll get to him because that was not a great first impression for him. We have a $100 gift card to give away from Sunoco today. We're looking for, on a Tri Day Friday, a sports venue we should go to. We got a lot of ones I wasn't expecting. I mean, Hugh, the horse race in Italy, Wimbledon, a stadium in Wembley, the Roman Colosseum. They got us going all over the world. Best answer we get today wins a $100 gift card from Sunoco. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, coming up at 12, Scott Fransky at Fransky Friday on this Phillies off day before the finish of this series this weekend. And we got to get to some big news potentially involving the Eagles here in just a couple minutes. First, though, Rob in Delco. What's up, Rob?
Joe, you.
Hey, Rob. What's up, Rob?
Hey, listen, Rob's back to his old Rob. Joe, you're driving me crazy.
What did I do?
And Hugh, even you, Hugh, are caving into his softness. Mr. Soft, Joe, you're Mr. Softy now.
What'd I do?
Mr. Softy, won the game.
Well, I have an ice cream truck coming down your street, Joe. You know what I mean? That's what you sound like today, Joe.
What did I do?
Okay, here's your first thing. How much did we pay Trey Turner?
Well, $300 million.
Okay, and you said he went 0-for-4
with the walk.
Okay, and you also said he didn't swing at the first. Oh, good job! Good job, Trey.
But this is representing progress. He had a better approach at the plate yesterday than I've seen him have here in 2 years.
Now, I was wrong. I made a prediction he was going to flail at the first pitch, but I was right. He did K. So, ultimately, he did not do his job. And I know it's one game, but come on, Joe. 0-for-4 against Sandy Koufax. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Randy Johnson. Oh, wait, hold on. That now Mackenzie Gore. Oh, is that okay? Yeah, and against an above AAA ball club. You know, this is what we're making our standards. 19 strikeouts. You know how many innings that is, Joe? How many innings is that of baseball? Is that?
How many what?
Six plus, right? Six and a third, right?
Six and a third. Yeah, yeah, yep.
Okay, six and a third. Okay, now why the hell did that manager take him out of the game?
Well, his pitch count had to be in the high 90s. I mean, he threw a lot of pitches to get those strikeouts. Well, I mean, it's the first game of the season.
They ain't going to win many games. You might as well leave his ass in.
I'm glad they took him out because then we got some runs right away.
But that's my point. And I usually don't agree with Kyle, but when we get to the postseason and we're facing the first and second starter of the Mets, of the Braves, of the Diamondbacks, you see progress. I see we're going backwards, Joe. I don't care that we won the game because it's Washington. I really don't care. My standards are all or nothing because you know what? Hugh, you agree with me if I make this statement. If we don't win, JT's gone. Boone could be gone again. We're not going to re-sign Schwarber. Like, this is the last hurrah.
Yeah, they might not run this thing back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's almost etched in stone. This is it.
I agree with that. This is their last run together, Rob. But there's no question. I mean, and I think they know that too. I mean, the way they've talked about it, the way Harper talked about it, they all have. They've all kind of Dombrowski. They've all referenced this their last shot. Hopefully, they keep winning. And look, we didn't have to not strike out 19 times. We agree there, Rob. What do you got for us? A venue we should check out? Sports venue.
I have a great one, but Hugh, pull the blinds down your office because if you have a glare in there, I want you to be able to do your job today. You know what I mean?
It's shiny. I'm shiny.
No. He means because the shadows.
Like the shadows.
No, I'm kind of self-conscious.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine. I mean, you were still upset yesterday than people.
You're looking shiny today.
I wasn't upset. It was just that it was. I thought it was funny.
Vaseline.
You were nervous, man.
I wasn't nervous.
Yeah.
I just looked like Suge Knight in the Death Row video.
No, but like you were folding.
Yeah. You had I would say yesterday it was on your mind. Today you're a little more settled in.
Don't get it twisted. Now I'm still looking at you. I see that bump spot.
You see that bump
spot getting that thing growing too. You see,
I'm not sure it's growing. I'm not sure it is.
Listen, you play a little Bone Thugs and Harmony coming back sometimes. Hugh, we're around the same age. Get a little Run DMC coming back.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But listen, I got a great venue for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Iowa, Field of Dreams to watch a baseball game. How freaking cool would that be, sitting in the stands right there?
That's a cool one.
Iowa?
Yeah, well, they did it a few years ago. They built the game in the cornfield.
Never seen that movie either.
You've never seen Field of Dreams?
Nope. Oh, you build it, they will come.
It's a great movie, Rob. Yeah. Good phone call. They also did the one last year. I think baseball is trying to do this every summer. They bring a game to a new, unique venue. They did the one last year, I believe, in Birmingham. And at the old stadium where they used to play Negro Leagues games, and they were, I think it was Cardinals and Giants, and they mm-hmm. wore, like, I forget what jerseys or teams they represented. I thought that was cool, too. Baseball needs more of those, like, special cool events to make, because the baseball season's so long, it just becomes monotonous.
Break it up a little bit.
Yeah, like when they did the Field of Dreams game, that was like, that felt like
cool.
Different. Yeah, it's like something different to tune
in
for.
Iowa, though?
Well, that's where Field of Dreams took place, in a cornfield in Iowa.
No, I'm just saying.
You don't want to go to Iowa? Well, I wouldn't imagine there's much to do there. That's why you go to the game.
No, it's not. I would imagine that.
Kyle doesn't even like corn, so you're not going.
Oh, I'm anti-corn, but I would go to that game.
You know what
cool.
I saw yesterday? Oh, that's where I went. The other day when I tell you I went in the store and I got overwhelmed.
Mm.
Trader Joe's.
Oh.
But Trader Joe's is typically small.
No, but they have so much stuff.
I like Trader Joe's too, yeah.
They had corn ribs.
Did you get them?
No. No, I didn't.
Now, how
but
long did you hang
He's
out
not
in there?
That money.
Because Trader Joe's is typically
a smaller show,
and they move
in
and
a
out.
Lot. They have a variety.
But it's yeah. I walked in. You know how you walk in? I say I want to get something to eat. I want to grab something to eat, right? So I walked in, and I start looking around, and they had like all the little. They had the what's they called the tempura things and the fish nuggets and all the frozen entrees.
Oh, there's a lot of frozen stuff, yeah.
And it was like, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, and I know the lady probably looking at me like, what the hell are you doing? Because I just kind of stood there for a little while because I got overwhelmed, and I just walked out. Because it was like, it was just too much. Overstimulated.
I want a live cam on Hugh when he just browses in places for a while. Just Trader Joe's.
Looking real, like everybody looking like, why is he just standing
Let's
there?
Go with Pop-Up Douglas.
Yeah. Standing Pop-Up.
Yeah.
I was just like, I was standing there because I know I wanted something to eat. But when I walked in the store, it was just too much stuff.
How many?
Way too much.
How long? How far are we from someone coming up to you? Excuse me, sir. Do you know where you are?
Are you okay? Do you need help
getting home?
I tell you, if that happens, they better catch me in the right mood because you know I'm a little defensive.
Do you need help up the steps, sir?
Hey, you know, it's my old age now. In my demeanor, I get a little defensive. Like, hold on, what you mean? What am I doing? I'm shopping.
By the way, you guys thought I was on one today.
Mm-hmm.
Rob was already saying goodbye to all of our free agents to be.
He did.
We after one game.
They are 1-0. They've played one game. They won the game. And we are so mad that we're getting rid of the players already.
You know what I find fascinating
we're
about
back.
Baseball?
We are back!
Baseball fans in general is that we all said we're going to fold our arms and wait to the postseason.
Well, no, but we took the pledge not to do that.
No, we took the pledge.
I feel like our audience is Rob got the assignment. Take the pledge and say what you got to say.
It's just a little
it's
strong.
It's funny now how the phone lines are blowing up. And people are mad because it looks similar to what it looked like before.
Yeah, 19 strikeouts is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that's pretty valid, is it not?
I mean, I didn't say it wasn't valid. But I'm going to say something. This is probably going to rub a lot of baseball fans.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's the truth.
Don't. Go ahead, say it.
It's one game.
No.
It's one game.
But hold on.
But if you see similar themes.
Yeah, it's not. It's not one game.
Then it's a continuation.
But we do see similar themes. I give you that. But. Like you pointed out, we saw something different. Trey Turner took a lot of pitches.
28 pitches.
He took a lot of pitches.
And he didn't swing at any first pitch. That's growth. That's at least one day.
I will say this, and this is a truism. We won the game the way that we normally win games.
Ugly. Frustrating, yeah.
Yes. And with the big bopper. The big bopper. What is it called? The Oppo Taco? What are we calling it now? The Boppo Topo?
Well, I don't think either were Oppo Tacos, but they were home runs.
No, but home runs.
Yeah. By the way, I can't stand that phrase. Oppo Taco? Yeah, shut up.
Well, we were having a discussion before the show. If it's because some people think it's Oppo Taco versus Oppo Boppo.
Most ran into the
room. Maybe just Oppo. I can't. Yeah. The corny add-on is.
You could just say an opposite field home run.
Yeah, what do we mean, Little League?
It does sound cooler.
Oppo Taco.
Why you guys say it like that, though? You know what that reminds me of? Guilty!
Guilty! I could hear that every day, and we kind of do play it every day. Speaking of, guilty! You know what his snack of the night was last night?
He ran out of snacks, dog.
He ate out of a peanut butter jar. Just peanut butter. Straight peanut butter. Which is a good snack. I mean, that's.
I'm gonna drop him off some snacks. Yeah,
it's not creative in the least.
I think we're.
I'm gonna drop him off some snacks. I got some gummies. You can snack.
Oh no! He does that at like 3 something in the morning.
No,
he's got hours to go on the show.
I'm not saying. I didn't say what kind of gummies. I just said gummies.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines here. Okay.
Now everybody looking at me sideways.
Well, the guy's trying to do a professional show with peanut butter. All right. Before we go back to the phones. Okay. Eagles news, potential big Eagles news here. Next week is the annual owners meetings, the league meetings. Where are they going to be on? Their yakutas?
The yakutas. Yeah. Everybody pulling up in their yakutas.
In Palm Beach, all the rich people in the NFL. They'll be there next week, and they discuss league matters, rule changes, all that stuff. Well, how about this? Diana Russini on her podcast said, I quote, "I feel like it's getting more momentum in terms of those opposed to it than I've ever heard before." She tweeted, "Nothing is set in stone yet," but this is, of course, by the Tush Push. "But the sense I get from around the league is that momentum around banning the Tush Push is growing."
I do have audio of that.
Let's hear it. Let's hear Diana.
"I'm hearing that the Tush Push is building some momentum. I know we've talked about it here on the show where I said I didn't think that this would probably be the year where I could see change. I feel like it's getting more momentum in terms of those opposed to it than I've ever heard before. Usually it's like everyone's like, nah. There's like those one or two people that sit on it that are against it. But it's catching fire."
But there was only one team that brought it up. It was the Packers. Now all of a sudden everyone wants to ban it because they can't stop it.
The one to scream it doesn't mean that you don't, you know, there's some that are probably sitting there like, I don't want to be the one to raise my hand.
That's just weird to me that it is presented that way. Because you're talking about billion-dollar owners. And, you know, I think to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and who was it, Coach Bowles, when he came out and said, it's competitive play.
Yep.
And Troy Vincent from the NFL talked about how it's an innovative play that other teams would try to do, but they don't do it to the success of the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a groundswell to get rid of it. I'm thinking somebody called in a favor. I'm thinking that there has been some conversation probably over dinner on the Yakutas. And they're talking about, hey, if you vote this way for me, like they're doing something try to sway the vote.
Well, that sounds political. I mean,
but that's what it is.
You vote my way on this, I'll get you on the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right. So here's where I'm at on this. I am concerned that this is going to get banned next week. Now, I said last month, I don't think it's going to kill the Eagles. I think if it does, they'll figure out.
They've been seeing this. I'm pretty sure they're prepared for what they're prepared.
I don't think the Eagles' season next year will be fundamentally different if the tush push is banned. But I do think there's something's going on here. And Hugh, I first thought it. We had the Packers, right? That they were the first ones to cry about this, and they're the ones that proposed it. But I think it was when Raheem Morris and Sean McDermott.
At Coach Morris for that one, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Because
I was surprised.
I always think that you were disappointed, and McDermott, you're disappointed.
Well, no, I was disappointed. I was definitely disappointed in Sean.
I always think when there's something that maybe like 20 people feel, but no one's willing to be the first one to say it. Everyone's just like, I don't want to be the one to say it.
They call those people weenies.
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 But when one weenie says it, then the next weenie could be like, well, you know what? He might be right. And then the third weenie could be like, you know what? They're both right. It's almost like the seal was broken here. Weenie seal was broken. That's a perfect way to say it in a weird way. Like once a few people in the NFL, and these are defensive coaches. Raheem Morris and McDermott are defensive guys.
I'm surprised at that.
And Sean McDermott's from here, which
not only that.
He's disappointing the people listening to us.
No, the thing for me is this. The fact that you used it, and you used it trying to advance in the AFC Championship game.
They did it over and over.
And then you sat there with a straight ass face and said, it's very dangerous to the players.
Meanwhile, if I'm his offensive lineman and his quarterback, I'm like, hey, dude, thanks a lot.
Yeah. So I put my life in danger.
But I just think once they said it out loud, then I'm just making a thing up. Like if you're the Cardinals and you don't like the tush push, if you're the Commanders and you're obviously facing the Eagles, wouldn't you be like, you know what? If they're going to vote for it, maybe I'll vote for it. And then maybe we'll
especially if you're a team that couldn't stop it.
Yes.
Yeah. Or a team that doesn't run it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it has anything to do with the injury stuff at this point. I really don't.
No.
No.
Well, they came out and said there was no data that said anyone gets hurt.
So basically, if they ban this play, it's basically they're banning it because nobody else could do it, and we don't want you to do it anymore.
Yes.
Because it's a clear advantage for you.
It's a convenient lever for them to pull to knock the Eagles down a peg. We're the only team that runs it as often as we do and as successfully as we do, and we just won the Super Bowl. It's their way of saying, let's level the playing field a little bit.
Somebody, the buddy waved. He walked over here and waved at me.
You're going to confuse our YouTube
viewers. No, I'm just saying, because I didn't want to be rude. He waved, and
we're on the air.
We're working.
He saw that, and he still waved. I'm just waving.
I know, but like if you...
Are you going to wave at everybody that walks by now?
I don't want to be rude,
hold on.
Man.
When you played in the NFL, 70,000 people cheered and waved at you.
It's a little different.
No, it's kind of the same.
We work in an environment...
You focused on the next play.
We work in an environment where it's like we're in a fishbowl. When you look around, we're in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
And how many times have people walked past and he waved and I just didn't want to be rude?
Well, we can't be that distracted all the time. Like, you know, we kind of have to focus on.
Hello?
We were just talking about the tush push, and now you're waving to people.
The wave. You said hello.
Yeah, you derailed the entire conversation.
I did not derail the whole conversation.
This is an audio and now visual medium.
I did not derail the whole conversation.
Now we're talking about your wave the tush push.
You said hello.
It's the most important business.
A wave is silent. A wave is
You know what?
And no one sees that. No one knows that. You said hello.
I knew I was on TV, and it just felt like if I did this,
it's
they'd be like,
head.
What are you doing?
It's in
I'm
his
like,
head.
You know, yeah.
This YouTube thing is officially
and
in your
and
head.
And you threw me off. Like, we were having a good conversation about the tush push, and you're waving at
the weenies. We're talking about the weenies.
I think Kyle just thrown off anyway. I think Kyle is just mad because of other stuff.
I'm not.
I don't think he is, actually. I think he's okay.
I'm fine.
He's fine. Now he's getting it all out now.
No, so like let me ask you this.
Yes.
So your son's starting to play baseball now, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. If he's up at the batter's box and he sees somebody and he stops in the middle of his at-bat to wave at somebody, are you like, lock in?
He does that now. Right.
So what's the lesson after the game?
It's not conducive.
You probably should try to focus.
I say, Harp, you probably need to focus, man.
Right,
focus
okay.
A little bit.
All right. Well.
We got time. It's only the first game. We got the first game.
But this is not our...
You're supposed to be a professional.
It's only the second day. Now, that's debatable.
No, but, being a professional is debatable.
But you've been doing this for a long time.
I have. This is the first time I've done it on TV. See,
we used to be on ESPN.
Well, see, and I left that because I didn't want to get dressed up. Now y'all put me on YouTube. Now I got to put clothes on.
We're wearing hoodies
and I got to wear bright clothes so they can see my face. Because I'm a little darker complected, and I need more light. I need more lights, man.
Who's more in their head in a big moment, Alec Bohm or Hugh Douglas?
Right now, it would probably be
I think
me.
It's you. All right,
we're going to start wearing makeup after a while.
No, there's no shot I'm wearing makeup.
They'd be like, you on TV looking shiny.
Hold on a second. What are the odds any one of us is going to put makeup on?
I'd say between all of us that do the show.
Most likely to put makeup on is?
Joe the camera. Where's the lie? Out of all of us that are in this new medium.
I just thought of it. That's I pictured it when you said it.
Because it fits, don't it? Like you said, out of all of us.
Out of all of us. Yeah, I had to ask
Joe
you
the camera
question.
Would be the one. Because Joe the camera likes to present well. That's my dog. Like Joe's cool, but he wants to look nice.
Yeah.
Joe will put makeup on.
Okay, we might have to figure out who the first person's going to be. All right, 215-592-9494. All right.
I won that one.
It was a good answer. Last thing, back to the phones on the Tush Push. As of today, I wouldn't say I think it's going to get banned, but I don't think this is a route. Like, you know how they need 24 votes?
Yeah.
5 months ago, I would have said they're not going to get anywhere close to 24 votes. And now, like this morning, as I hear Diana Rossini talk about it, this thing might be closer than we want it to be. I mean, there could be a situation where there's a story next week, like, you know, the teams have 17 teams that want this out. Maybe not quite 24.
17? Well, you think it's that high?
What do you think she's referencing? You think she's doing all that if there's 5 teams that want this out?
Well, I don't think necessarily it's the teams. Let me say it like this.
But
the number of teams, but the teams.
Which
you see what I'm saying? Like, I would say probably, I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, the Blue Blood squads. Like, I would be curious to see what the Dallas Cowboys think. We already know what the Green Bay Packers think.
Right.
The Chicago Bears. You know, you follow where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Like the legacy
old
school teams. I would be curious to see what some of those owners think.
I'm with you. I don't even know who gets to make the decision. Is it the current head coach? Is it a front office person? Like, who's the one that says our vote's going to be? I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's with the owners, and the owners will be like the coaches will say, give their spiel, and the owners will say what they think. And then the competition committee, because I think Coach Bowles is on the competition committee.
Right.
Rich McKay's on it. I would be curious to think or to see where he's at with it.
Well, we're going to find out next week. The owners are meeting with their Yakutas down in Palm Beach. Kenny from the Dirty 30. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys. Earlier you had a caller talking about that horse race in Siena.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even come close to giving that thing justice. You got a picture a horse racing arena about the size of a football field with buildings surrounding it so there's no sidelines. And then take Mardi Gras and mix it in with the Mummers Parade and then mix it in like the Eagles Super Bowl Parade and then add about 30 more cases of beer per person and then have tickets cost about $5,000 a piece to get to the front row and then add in guys with flags representing each of the horses that have these flags with spears on them and they chuck them in the air and have to catch them. And there's a whole competition, and if you miss it, you kind of get lanced. That thing is
Wait a minute, wait a minute, hold up.
Lanced?
Wait a minute, I guess they're sharp, they're
it's
spears.
A spear.
Yeah, a lancing is a problem.
And my partner talking about hanging out down there real close to him. No, I'm cool.
Well, I didn't know all the details that Kenny just gives. I know I'm getting lanced.
I didn't need to know the details. Yeah. No, when you said horses, I'm up in the stands.
Yeah, there's a difference between getting kicked by a horse and lanced. Lanced.
You. There's no stands. You're standing there, butts to bellies, about 5 or 6 rows back, then there's the buildings, and then you can go into the building and you have to buy a window that you can look out.
Yeah, that's what I probably do. We got to get a window.
It is so crazy. It's something you absolutely have to see to believe that it even exists in this world, yet they do it once or twice a year, every year in Siena.
It sounds awesome to at least watch from a distance. Kenny, what do you think on the Phils?
You know, I'm not going to say shadows aren't real, and I'm not going to say it didn't affect them. But every time I hear that as an excuse, I think to myself, didn't bother the catchers. Like, I don't see a lot of pass balls. I don't see the guys dropping. So, I mean, the catchers can see it just fine. So, to me, the hitters, I don't necessarily know if that's totally a valid excuse.
Yeah, it's one they go to a lot. I mean, it's a fair point. Yeah, the catchers didn't seem to have a problem yesterday, even on the pitches that were in the dirt. Kenny, so where should we go? What's the sports venue we should check out one day?
Well, the shame is the building's still there, but I don't think they do boxing anymore. But if you ever went to the Blue Horizon in Philly to see boxing, I've never in my life been to a better venue anywhere, ever.
I like that, a local one there.
The whole atmosphere, okay. The everything about it. Hugh, you would have loved it. Loved it. It was around when you were playing here, Hugh. I mean, as old school as it gets, think of the very opening scene of the original Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, that, you know what, Kenny? That's a great one. Kenny, good phone call. Good, we appreciate it. I like that. We've spanned the globe today. Now we're back here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Your calls on the Phillies coming up. They get the win. Did you like what you saw? I liked what I saw at a Wheeler. Boom with the big hit. I thought Turner's at-bats were better. I know I'm getting... What a world I live in now. I'm getting yelled at for defending Trey Turner for not having results. I thought his approach to play was better yesterday.
Yeah, you took the pledge, man.
But the pledge requires seeing things the
first game of the season.
It's not even this first game. It's just we asked for a better approach, and he had a better approach. Hmm. Now the results are going to start following tomorrow. Okay,
they struck out 19 times.
He only struck out once. All right, your phone call's there. Marsh stinks, by the way. All right, there's your accountability. All right, first, after this, it is a Fransky Friday, a game to react to with Scott. We'll do that next and all your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From upsets to buzzer beaters, get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Best Sportsbook. Bet the money line. You can bet spreads, deep tournament runs, and who you think will win it all. All tournament long, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Best Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code RADIO100. Get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.